Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got a great lineup for you today. Hey, Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I too hot on my mic?
No, you're fine.
Am I better today?
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I got this like new headset, which I really like. Mm-hmm. And so I've been just trying to find like a headset that's really good quality, not quite like the mics that you know, we have like in your studio, right? Mm-hmm. But are kind of okay, right? They're pretty good quality. But this one in particular, I like because it's light, it's small. I don't know if you've seen it. I could turn on my Skype and you can see it. But if you look at it, it's like this little gray one. But you see the little mic here?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. See this thing?
Yep. I'm catching it.
It's really like loose thingy.
Oh, yeah. It needs a little tightening then.
Well, I think it's loose on purpose. It's got this really interesting neck. But what happens sometimes is I forget to like move it away.
It's a little more sensitive is what you're used to is what just we're trying to get across there. Yes.
Just like me, Benny.
Yeah, very true.
Just like
speaking the truth. Hashtag speak the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Okay, so today it is about truth. Look, you all have heard me do this show like for a bunch of years. But many of you don't go way back, like Benny and I and Sue Storm and Dr. Darvish, we go way back. And so if you go way back, what year is that? So I started this in 2003, but not like with my, like not like Dr. Pat Show. But by April of 2004, right, I came down exactly on April 1st of 2004 giving a workshop called Live Your Greatest Dream. And by the time it was over, my right ankle had been swelled to the size of a large grapefruit. And I thought I tripped because I'm prone to injury, right? But I didn't. And that began a journey for me to understand what the body might be about. But more importantly, the body, the mind, and the spirit. But what I discovered is what today's fantastic guest is going to educate and inform us about. So think about this. Hospice to Healthy, how a plant-based diet saved mom's life and inspired a business with Meg Donahue. Now, here's what I want to say to everybody. We don't want you to get like that story where you go through, as I did, 10 years of literally figuring this out. But I had a great naturopath, Dr. Darvish, who guided me along the way. And I learned words like gluten. And I learned words like inflammation. But I didn't learn what mama says. And so today, you're going to meet somebody that is helping countless people, the co-founder of Mama Says, a plant-based meal preparation and delivery service. Because here's the thing. If we don't know what it is we're putting our bodies, then we don't know whether it's good or not. Fasten your seatbelts today. Sugar, preservatives. What does Mama say? I'll tell you what Mama says. It says, if you don't understand what's on that label, chances are that is a no-brainer. Meg, it's great to have you.
Oh, Dr. Pat, it's great to be here. I'm tremendously excited to talk with you and tell our story.
Well, look, let's tell the story. One of the things that happened for me along the way is that mystery disease became a blessing. It changed the entire landscape of the show because I never intended for the show, which was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, right, Benny? It was a show about busting through the crust, living life full out, because honestly, for me, I was lost. And I dialed the wrong phone number, and I paid $10,000 to do 13 weeks on an internet show in 2003, and everybody wanted to have me committed. But here's what I want to ask. They really did think about it. But then I got sick, and they felt sorry for me. So that kind of washed it out, right? But what is it about you? So here's a question. Given everything that you've done, everything that you do today, what are some of the challenges and obstacles? What are they, Meg, that you personally had to overcome to bring you right here to this moment, this one, this momento right now?
Sure. In relation to our business, and it all, you know, it's all life. It's not business over here and my personal life here, but that's kind of the channel that all of these challenges got focused through. And what mm-hmm. happened is my mom at 80 years old was released to hospice care. She had congestive heart failure, less than 10% heart function, kidney disease. Her kidneys were failing. And she was very sick, and I brought her home for what I thought were the last 3 months of her life to live with me. I renovated a little apartment in our garage, and I just kind of desperately searched who has survived this level of heart failure, thinking that if we could do something there, maybe we could extend her life, because I had just had a little baby girl late in life, and I wanted her to know her Gram. And so I came across the work of T. Colin Campbell and Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, who had written a book called Preventing and Reversing Heart Disease. And the reversing part really struck me. We hear a lot about prevention and about medicating a condition so that it doesn't get worse, but rarely do we hear that we're going to reverse a problem. And so I read the book, ordered it, and what it said is to eat a whole food plant-based diet. And I just want to preface this. I was, at the time, what I considered a very healthy eater. You know, organic, grass-fed, not a lot of sweets and things like that. But this concept was new to me, and it's beyond vegan. It's whole foods. It's foods in their most natural state, minimal processed, no processed foods, no preservatives, just whole food plant-based meals. And so I started making these little micro meals for my mom and feeding them to her. And they were basically soups and little smoothies because she couldn't feed herself. But what happened is she began to stabilize, and this was over a 3 to 4 or 5 month period, and so less trips to the intensive care unit, less, you know, emergency calls, and she started to get a little bit stronger. And this just kept on going. So she was 80, and then by the time she was 81, and, you know, in the time frame of a hospice release, that's a very long time to still be going. She was stronger and stronger, and she was walking around her apartment. She was beginning to go outside and walk in my driveway. And I want to fast forward. She's going to be 89 in 2 months. And, you know, she drives, she swims, her heart function is near normal. You know, the kidney issues that she had are gone, and her blood pressure is stable. And so what we realize is the miracle of eating food that your body recognizes and that it's intended to have. And if you take all of the other things out, you give yourself the most natural and powerful state for health. And so we did that. It blew my mind. I ended up, because I was feeding everybody, everyone was eating the same diet, my body changed. Arthritis that I had, because I had been athletic through my whole life, and so all those aches and pains that I just thought you get as you get older went away. The beginnings of macular degeneration in my eyes, which was really terrifying, went away. And it struck me, oh, my goodness, why did I not know about this? Why was somebody who felt that they were really concerned about health and you know, and like you, about living their best life, how come this critical component was not something that everybody knew and everybody had access to? And what I realized is it was hard to do. It was hard to eat this way given the current food system that we have. It's just more difficult. And we had, my partner and I had a large food company that she had started it and sold it. So we knew how to produce food, and we said, people need to understand how to do this. They need to have it be super easy, and they need to have it be recognizable and delicious. And so we created a company that makes whole food, plant-based meals, ready-made and fresh, mm-hmm. and we deliver them to people. And, you know, we transformed our lives, and we transform, you know, every week we hear, it sounds like a miracle story. And when we were first talking with our banker, it sounds like, that can't be real. But it is, you know, it's just the miracle of eating real food and what happens to your body. We're meant to thrive. When you flood your body with nutrients, it really thrives.
Yeah. You know what I love about this story, because I've done a number of shows on this, and it takes me back to, you know, my grandma. And I've talked about my grandma several times. I had two grandmas, right? I had, you know, I actually had three, because then I had my stepmom's mother. And what I learned from these women, right, you know, my grandmother on my mother's side took me in the kitchen with her from day one. My grandpa grew herbs. We lived in the Bronx. And even so, he brought things from the country. And so I had that upbringing about what that could look like, right? And then, of course, my stepmom's mom from the deep South. And what I know, and I've talked about often, is, you know, when you bring these people together and you think about what they used to say, serve their children and their grandchildren, we are literally getting back to what you're talking about here today. And we have gotten so far off of the mark. I mean, let's think about it in the evolution of us, right? Right, as a species.
Right.
Think about this. For millions, like if you go back like thousands of years and you go way, way back, and there was a way that people walked the earth and what they put in their bodies, right? I mean, obviously what they were putting in their bodies at some point in time served them. Otherwise, as a species, we wouldn't be here. And when you think about the thousands of years it took for the evolution, in a few short decades. This is the impact of what we're talking about, right? In a few short decades, we went from eating healthy, right, to putting chemicals in our food and in our body. I don't think there's ever been, if we look at an evolution of a species, right, except for a natural disaster, have we seen a fundamental change, right, for the livelihood of a species in this way? And when you think about it like that, we are changing the nature of our essence, of our bodies, in ways that our bodies cannot take the magnitude and the speed by which we're adding things into our body that the body doesn't like. What do you think?
You know, that is such a good point, and you're spot on. And I think that until you hear it just like you said it, because we're so immersed in it, you know, fish don't see the water that they swim in, you don't really realize that what seemingly are incremental changes, the impact that they're having on our bodies. And, you know, and just to put it in really sharp relief to present day, there's, I'm not sure if you've heard of the idea of blue zones, which are these areas in the world where they did studies of the people who had the longest longevity and the best health. So they weren't living to be 90, but from 60 on, we're creeping down in poor health. But, you know, we're living their best life until they died, you know. And so they were healthy and stayed that way. And what they found in these areas that are around the country is that, around the world, is that they ate a primarily whole food plant-based diet, very mm-hmm. little meat, certainly no processed food. And they had other components which also speak to this rapid change that we're losing. And one of them is they had a connection to family and extended family. They had a connection to their community, and they had some sort of spiritual connection, and that whether that be a religion or something greater than themselves that they were connected to. And so those components, they're so simple, but they are dispersed. It's as if you know, somebody just threw it on the ground and it cracked all over the place, in the United States especially. You know, the country with the greatest wealth and the greatest opportunity. And we have such an overabundance of bad food, which, mm-hmm. you know, and people can, I mean, I actually didn't realize the impact of this, but after I'm on the other side of it, it's so obvious. The impact on your emotional state, you know, we have tremendous anxiety issues in this country. And when you think about it, if you're putting something in your body that, you know, whether it be caffeine, sugar, processed things that make you anxious, enhance that, it's very difficult to then think your way out of it when something's like essentially an accelerant on your mind. And so you're right. We are rapidly moving in a place on one section of our society that is, I see, very dangerous. You know, we have obesity epidemics. There's an interesting, and anybody can do this, if you Google a beach, 1970s beach scene, if you look at the people on the beach in the 1970s, overall, they had, you know, regular to maybe 15, 20 pounds overweight body. If you do that for 2019, it is extraordinary. 70% of the people have some issue with their weight. And what we can glean from that is not that all of a sudden people have lost their willpower and they're just, you know, eating like crazy. But the foods that we are ingesting, and people don't recognize it, are designed, and it's there's a great article in the New York Times, and I wish I had that to me handy, but that has likened, and this is, you know, this is scientifically proven, the foods, the way that they're designed now with a heightened fat, sugar, and salt, set up a craving in you, similar to opiates, so that when you think, oh my golly, I just ate this whole sleeve of cookies, there must be something wrong with me, I must have some emotional issues, potentially you do, but they are made worse by the fact that what you are eating has set your brain up to want more of it. So when you take that food out, it's much easier to deal with whatever emotional issues you might be having that you make, you know, you want to comfort with food. And that's the part that people are that's the miracle. When you begin to let your body just eat great food, all of a sudden these emotional issues, and I've seen this time and again for people who have had issues overeating throughout their life, and which is so trauma producing. And from food addiction to obesity to just the shaming that goes on. And when you just give them food their body will love, all of a sudden, all of that conflict with food, all of a sudden, I should eat, I shouldn't eat, the shaming, is this going to make me gain weight? When now that goes away and the quiet happens, I mean, I've had people call me in tears of relief because that is no longer a part of their life and they didn't have to work at it. It wasn't like a therapy, long-term therapy issue. It was just, I'm not eating things that are making my mind do that. And now I'm free. And that's, I mean, that and health is, that's why we started this company, because we realized people need to know this. They're blaming themselves for some things that they don't need to. Of course, you can take responsibility for others, but this central piece of when you flood your body with nutrition and you don't overfeed it with junk, but you really nourish it, you'll be amazed how much freer you are.
Yeah, and I let's talk about this for a minute, and because it's going to lead into what I want to talk about in the next segment. But before we do, I want to make sure that folks absolutely have information. Meg Donahue is joining me here today. Meg, let's give out the website, because what you've done is we're not just talking about this. You've set up a company that provides solutions. See, now this is so important to me. Because we live in a time where if we were to have this conversation and there wasn't something available for people that are super busy, and I mean, like, most of us are working several jobs, right? And whenever you bring up the healthy food conversation, they're like, who has time? But you address that. Tell us how we can find out more. And what have you created in your company to solve the we're too busy issue?
Sure. We really wanted to go. That was me. I was my avatar. And so we created a company called Mama Says, MAMASEZZ. And the concept is, do like your mama says, eat your fruits and veggies, go outside and play. And what we wanted to do was to really simplify and make it flat out easy and delicious to eat a healthier diet. And you know, we're not a meat shaming company. We really understand that people kind of stutter step into this.
Yeah.
And the more you can do of this, the naturally more you will want to do. So we make food, and I used my brothers, my football playing brothers, as the profile. I said, if I put it on their plate and they say, what is this kind of vegan food or salad? I don't want to eat it. That's not the right profile. It has to be something that the average person is going to say, I understand this. This is yummy. I want more of it, and kids want it. And so that's what we did. We make center of your plate food. You can buy it fresh. I mean, it comes fresh, ready-made. We have, you know, for example, a Millie's chili. We have a lasagna. And you just open it up, eat it, and eat it. And then we also give you a menu plan, and so that you don't even have to think, because you get a bundle of food and you just go, okay, Monday I'm going to have this, Tuesday this, and you add a side salad to it. And it just takes away that, you know, because when you're changing your diet, it can be hard, and people don't have as much time to cook. That's, you know, convenience food. So it's convenient, unbelievably healthy and delicious food for you. And that's, you know, we just wanted to crack that nut for people, because that was me. And it is very easy to go, well, I'll just have a pizza, or I'll have mac and cheese, you know, out of a box. And we wanted to be that answer. We wanted to be the staple for people, so they could just reach in their fridge or freezer and pull out this great food and feed their whole family or themselves.
Yeah, and you know what I love about this is that when I started to think about this, something in my lifestyle has changed in the past year. And what that is I am participating in a sport that I used to do when I was in my 20s.
Oh, great.
But here's the thing. I'm playing the sport as if I was in my 20s.
What are you playing? I have to know now.
Okay, table tennis, right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, okay, so like ping pong on steroids, like table tennis, right, yeah. And so Benny knows. And so what I'm discovering is I really am, I'm actually playing better than I did when I was in my 20s, because I'm not such a hothead, right?
Ah,
I'm much more mature, and I play the game. I have so many more. I think when you're sick the way that I was sick, I was either going to die or I was going to learn something. I'm telling you. I started the Transformation Talk Radio and the network in 2010, and I was almost at my worst. I was really shopping for a wheelchair, right? And
wow.
I think when you get to that place in your life, and I was under the care of a fantastic naturopath, but I was undoing decades of damage, right? And so here I am with this sport, and I'm finding I'm not eating right. So let me tell you what I mean, because I saw the bundle you had on your site. And what I mean by I am not eating right is I'm not eating enough of what I need to have the resilience to play. So I've been playing this aggressively for about a year, getting back in shape, and I have a coach. But man, my energy level is low. So here's the myth that I want to talk about when we come back. And it really is a myth. Plant-based diets, right? This is an untruth. Plant-based diets cannot be used for athletes. And I think this is one of the greatest lies we tell ourselves. Because anybody that I know on this competition circuit, everybody, including all of my Asian friends, right? They're sitting down and they're saying, Patty, where's your noodles? You got to eat your noodles. When we come back, I want to talk about the depth and the breadth and the thinking that you put in to creating these meals. Because each of them, as I looked at them, each of them has their own aspect that's important for us to understand the breakdown of what plant-based foods can do for us. Let's do that, Meg, when we come back. Benny, how about we take a short break? When we come back, we're going to talk about that, as well as taking a look at what it is that you don't know about fighting inflammation and antioxidants. And by the way, inflammation can reduce muscle. It can reduce the way that you can develop it. But what can we learn about fighting that inflammation, joint pain, and what? Prevent injuries. That's what I'm interested in. We'll be right back, everybody.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm really loving this. This is so very, very cool. Meg, before we continue, I think I just want to make sure everybody's not only the website, but also social media. How can they follow you on social media, Instagram, where all the cool pictures of the stuff is? But let's go ahead and give folks information, if you don't mind.
Sure. Our website is mamasays.com, and that's MAMASEZ.com. And all of our social media is the same at Mama Says for Instagram and Mama Says for Facebook as well. And it's if you have trouble remembering it, it's just do like your mama says. You know, eat your fruits and veggies, go outside and play. And that's the place. We're the place for whole food, plant-based food, and lifestyle information.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the whole athlete thing in a minute, because I think that's a misconception. But I went to the Facebook page for yesterday, and I was looking at the Facebook page, and at a glance, I thought, okay, this is toast. This is the avocado on the toast. But then it says whole food plant-based breakfast recipes that are gluten-free, and it's sweet potato toast. Sweet potato toast. I'm right. Like, oh, yummy for that. But, you know, here's what I want to say. There are more solutions than people can imagine. And I think what you've done is you've worked with experts to compile these. You know, when I was looking at the bundle for the athletes, I was looking at this and I noticed that you put this together with Dr. Jamie Delaney, right? And
correct.
So I was fascinated. So take us through this. There are misconceptions right now. One of them is that we have to eat some things in order for us to keep our protein high, to keep ketosis working right. But let's talk about what you discovered to fight inflammation and to reduce muscle and joint pain. And for me, preventing injuries, that's got to be a go-to. Yeah,
sure.
Right? Go ahead.
Inflammation is the secret, if not killer, injury-producing component in many people's health who are eating a Western diet. And it's not like the swollen ankle inflammation. That's one kind that's caused by an impact or a specific injury. But this is what we're talking about is an internal inflammation caused by actually ingesting things that your body reacts to. And when you begin to eat foods that are anti-inflammatory, you begin to see some very immediate results. And one of the things that we're finding, this is very well documented, you know, Harvard Medical, you can look at JAMA, the top medical journals, you can find this as well, is that you will, hypertension, your blood pressure will very quickly, within a month of eating a whole food plant-based diet, drop down. Begin to normalize. And this we've seen time and time again. And it is so rapid that we have people who are taking our two-week challenge. We say, if you are on blood pressure medication, you need to consult with your doctor and be prepared to wean off it, because your blood pressure is going to drop and you don't want to feel dizzy and then think you're not getting enough protein. It's your blood pressure that's lower. But underlying all of this inflammation from heart disease, type 2 diabetes, what we're finding now too, Alzheimer's, which is, you know, a big fear of anybody over 50. You know, as goes the heart, so goes your brain. And so when you can treat the underlying inflammation, and this will segue into athletes, you begin to see some really phenomenal results. One of the things that happens is your recovery time is much faster.
Yeah.
And there is, I'm over 50. I'm a competitive tennis player. I've played international tournaments. I used to go, and I would be taking an ice bath and doing yoga and Pilates.
I know.
Get myself, you know, like, up the next day. So I did a tournament in Canada. I played, you know, all day long in the heat on clay courts, you know, which are very physical. And I drove home 6 hours at the end of the day. And normally I would have just, you know, needed a crane to get me out of the car. But I was fine, you know, and I do appropriate things, but I don't have to do extraordinary things to keep my body limber like I used to. You know, I don't have a sore back. My hips don't hurt. My neck never hurts. All of those things. And it's a direct result of inflammation. And so I'm kind of like the layman's view of it. But if you look at the top athletes now who are performing extraordinarily well over the age of 35, so we have Tom Brady, who is one of the winningest Super Bowl quarterbacks in the history of football, primarily plant-based diet, if not fully plant-based diet. Novak Djokovic, who is the number one tennis player in the world, extraordinary player, whole food plant-based diet. And these aren't, you know, there is no accident. It's very specific where athletes are getting, oh, my goodness, I want to recover better. I want my speed to be and my reaction time increased. These things will help as I decrease inflammation and I flood my body with nutrients that it's used to and doesn't make it sluggish. You know, I don't have puffy eyes when I get up. I don't have that kind of achiness. Then my performance is enhanced, and time again we'll see it. There's a great new movie coming out, I think it's September 26th, called The Game Changers, which is James Cameron, who did Titanic, is one of the producers. And it's really speaking to this myth. You know, it impacts men probably a little bit more than women, but women competitive athletes also fall into the I need to get enough protein. And it really goes head on, like, this is what actually happens to your body when you begin to eat a whole food plant-based diet. There's plenty of protein, and that's what people are afraid of, but you don't have all of the inflammation that, that comes when you eat protein from animal-based sources, particularly the red meats and chicken and things like that, which is not better than red meat. There's kind of a false advertising around that as well.
Yep.
So when you eat primarily a plant-based sources of protein, then your body just responds very well. And athletes are becoming, you know, clued into this keenly. And I predict within the next 4 or 5 years, it will be top athletes will be eating, if not a fully, a primarily plant-based diet.
Well, I think this is what we're learning, and we're learning this really slower than we need to learn it. First of all, we do not have a clue about how that meat goes from being a cow to being put in our stomach. We do not understand that. And I think if we ever saw the documentary that's out about that, we would really think twice. I mean, the documentary that they had out about 20 or 30 years ago on veal, for example, cut veal out of the family system for millions. But the point that I think you're making is an important one, because whether you and I are talking about the athletes and what you all have put together for that, we have got to educate ourselves more about this. And I want to ask you this. When you look at plant-based food, I'm curious, what would you say are on the top of the list? If you had to pick three, I know I'm putting you on the spot right now. If you had to pick three and say, these are the three things, folks, you need to find out more about, because this is where you can begin, what would be like at the top of your list for the top three?
To top plant-based foods to add to your diet?
Yes.
You know, and this is interesting because it's not, I say it's not sexy, so it's not, they're not a superfood. The number one thing that I would say that people need to add to their diet are greens and dark greens, so spinaches and kale, things like that, squashes as well. But add your greens, because what people
I can make them sexy, though. I got to just tell you, I can make greens really sexy.
So you can make them sexy.
I'm telling you, you just said like the magic
color greens.
I grew up
that.
In an Italian
The nutrients
family.
There and the antioxidants are phenomenal for your body. So, you know, a big pot, you know, cruciferous, you know, so if you're doing broccoli and things like that, add those. The number one thing that people believe they need is protein. The number one thing that they actually need is fiber, because what fiber does is it takes all of the bad things in your body and processes it out and gets it out of your body in a timely fashion. And so, you know, when you see all of the commercials for are you bloated, are you constipated, take this, take that, you know, eat your breakfast, then have, you know, I don't want to say the name of it, but there are plenty of products that help you then process the food. So you can accomplish that as simply by eating more greens. Just eat more greens. And for anti-inflammatory properties, of course greens, but another, like, this is like the miracle food are beets. Eat beets. Athletes now, and we have a product, we developed it, and with Dr. Delaney, who is an Ironman athlete, and her daughter and partner in her business, Addie Majernick, who is a registered dietitian, that athletes said, hey, we need something that's going to give us that boost. And so we created a beet product. And you can use our product, or you can just go eat beets but we just wanted to make it super easy. It is like the rocket fuel for your body and
yes.
for your brain. And you will find this. We made a product. You just put it into your smoothie, or you put it on a sandwich, or you eat it as a side dish. Just have some beets in your day, and you will. This is one of those things where you will notice the difference. It won't be like, I think I'm feeling better. It's like you notice the difference. We have folks who are eating the beets, and then if they run out, they're like, I can't believe it. I've got to have it, because your body is just like pouring water on a wilted plant. It just thrives with it. So those are the top two in my mind. The greens, get as many greens as possible. So sometimes it's easy when you think, oh, I'll eat vegan food. There's a lot of, like, fake meats and that kind of thing, which is a nice step in, but they're not great for your body.
Right,
they get you
right.
away from, you know, a real meat. But to eat the real food and eat the greens and have that in your body and eat beets.
What's the name of the beet? Where is the product? How do I find out about the product? Is
yeah,
it on
you
your website?
If you go right onto our website, it's called Strong Heart Beets, because what we know
okay.
is that it's a powerful antioxidant. It increases, and athletes, there's study after study, you can just Google, you know, beets and athletes, is it increases stamina, and it increases your strength. So strength and stamina are two things that athletes want, up to 5 to 10%. So mm-hmm. endurance athletes especially, and that's Dr. Delaney, takes them on all of her Ironman competitions, are eating
yeah.
beets. Because you get this boost of energy. And so I think I need to send you some, because if you're doing competitive table tennis, you need
Lord have
mercy. Acuity and that, you know,
eye-hand
coordination, the reaction time.
Oh.
You know, a 5% increase in your ability is extraordinary for an athlete. You know, we work years to get a 2%, you know, after a certain level increase.
I will love you forever. Seriously. No, I'm serious about it, because, you know, look, here's the thing. I have a really tough coach, too. And, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. And my coach doesn't really care how old I am. And
I
so,
love that.
But I just can't keep the, what did you call it? I don't have stamina. That's the word.
Yeah.
And I've tried a million things. But I was on your website and I was looking at the Strong Heart Beets with turmeric ginger.
That's what you want, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I'm like a turmeric freak. I'm like a turmeric and ginger freak. I love it. But beets, it's so funny we're talking about this. Linda, who actually scheduled this interview, my best friend and producer, she loves beets. She cannot get enough beets. Beets have never been a favorite of mine. But I was in the store the other day, and I was picking something up. Oh, I know what I was picking up. There's this protein drink that I love, and it has it's plant-based, and it's a protein drink, and it's organic, the whole bit, and I love it. But I saw the shelves loaded with beet-type drinking products, and I thought, what is going on? Why has this now elevated? What, you know, the properties in this, right? I mean, people are getting that this is like, oh my gosh, I should be giving this to my kids, right?
Yeah, and the problem is kids don't love beets in general.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
So we made it in a way, and there are other ways, but we made it in a way that you can put it on a sandwich, you know, like a PB&J and beets. It's like a nice jam chutney, and it's tasty. So it just doesn't taste like a straight beet, and it's great in smoothies. And the other piece as a differentiator from a powdered drink or something like that is that this is really just whole food, plant-based. So it's going into your body in its most natural state, and your body is receiving it. You know, it doesn't have to, like, coordinate what is this I'm getting, and, you know, it doesn't have to, like, decipher the food that's coming into its body. It totally understands it, and then you get to use that energy right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's really phenomenal. And athletes are discovering, I mean, it's been kind of like under the wire for the last 10 years, but I think as people got that, one, it is effective, it's real, it actually does work, and if you can do it consistently and have it in a way that you really enjoy it, your body will then begin to crave, just like sometimes it craves, you know, if you're eating a lot of sugar and fat and salt, it'll begin to crave that. When you begin to eat a lot of foods that that make your body feel, you know, like a rock star, you're going to start craving that. And that's really what beets do. They're like an accelerant in that process.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure everybody go to the website, mamasays.com. And so let's just spell it for everybody. It's mama and then says with two Z's, S-E-Z-Z.com, mama says. But one of the things I was fascinated, I want to kind of loop this back around. I was looking at the ingredients that you put into, you know, your meals and your products. And let's say the beet example. So I was fascinated by this when I was looking at it. And then I saw a footnote on your site. And it basically says the following. It says, we don't put this stuff in our food. It says all of the meals. We don't put any of these things in. Right. But I want to ask you about one thing in particular, which I believe is one of the most misunderstood things out there. Soy. S-O-Y, soy.
Sure.
We are so confused about soy, soy lecithin, there's soy in chocolate, there's soy. Give us the lowdown on the soy.
Sure.
Because the people I play ping pong with, every meal comes with some soy.
Sure.
And they're pretty good. They're looking pretty good.
And, you know, it's really interesting you ask this. We partner with Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and the doctor that started that is Dr. Neil Barnard. And he, I just had a great conversation with him last week, and I said, can we just, like, get clear on this soy deal? You know, is it good? Is it not? People are worried, especially women, because there was some information that came out in the early 70s or 80s that was kind of a scare tactic in that soy will cause breast cancer.
Yep.
And what we know is that that is not true. That
yep.
soy, like the friends that you play with, who eat a lot of soy, and they probably do very well. It is good for you. This actually has some preventive impact as far as breast cancer goes. And mm-hmm. I always tell people, go. You know, you can hear me on the radio, and you can think, okay, maybe that's true. If you really want to know, go to the medical journals where the studies are and look at the real studies,
yeah.
not an article on the internet, but actually go take the extra step and go to the study to see what actually is happening. And there you will find this truth, that soy is fine. It has a lot of benefits for you. And so we have some products with soy, not all of them. But it is, and it's something that I was confused on, and I think we're just going to keep reminding people and then sending mm-hmm. them to the actual studies.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, I am a researcher as well. And one of the things I learned becoming a researcher is you got to look who's funding the project. You really have to look at who is funding, like who funded those soy research projects. And I got to tell you, when you dig down and you find out who does it, it explains a lot. And one last thing about soy, tamari, soy tamari. Tamari, for me, is a gluten-free, right? I don't even know if, like, that's the real name. I think that might be the product name. I don't know it by any other name. All I know is I can buy it organic, and I can buy it, and it's gluten-free.
Sure.
Here's the question. The gluten-free factor, how important is it?
You know, for more and more people, they're discovering that they have some sort of gluten sensitivity. And so, and if you do have a gluten sensitivity, it's pretty critical. You know, you're gonna feel an impact with your digestion. You're going to feel an impact with inflammation in your body. And you're going to have what I think people are a lot of underlying, because then it gets to inflammation, a lot of the underlying kind of mystery diseases that people have, you know, that some are calling chronic fatigue, some are there's this whole group of issues that people are getting, and it's not that gluten is at the central piece of them, but oftentimes it's a factor in there. And so what we decided early on is, like, look, let's just make it easy. None of our food will have gluten, and then people, you know, if you want to have gluten in your diet, fine, you can get it in a lot of other ways, but we just took it out, and it was just so that it's easy for anybody to eat our food and not have to worry. And if you do have a sensitivity, it won't irritate you.
you know, one of the things that I want to ask you, because there's so many things we could talk about, but let's look to the future for a moment, because I know that the team of people there, you probably all do. If you look to the future, and I'm not asking you to be psychic about this, but what would you say is a trend, or I love the word trend, I'm probably the only one that does, but what would you say is something that you're looking in the future and you're saying, gee, in the future, I'm really excited about blank, blank, blank.
I'm really excited that people are beginning to understand the impact of eating a plant-based diet and are understanding that it's not only good for their own physical health, but that the impact that it has on the planet and on animals. And there is a waking up to it. And that, you know, and you see from the Impossible Burger, which is not a whole food plant-based diet, it's more of a processed food, but it's showing up in things like Burger King and fast food restaurants. And so people are beginning, mm-hmm. which means there's a market for it, and it's market-driven, and that's a great trend. The more the market drives plant-based foods, the better. And what I believe will happen is that people in this country are really sick, and it's mm-hmm. physically sick, and it's an unnatural state that we have this epidemic, obesity, struggle with type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, lack of sleep, heart disease, Alzheimer's. These aren't natural states of a society. It is driven by what we've been putting in our body and then exacerbated by other things. But the number one piece that we can control is what we put in our body. And as people begin to realize, and I believe this will happen because they don't want to be sick, and they get scared, and a lot of our customers are over 40 who will say, wait a minute, I don't want to be sick, and I've heard this and this, and then they, you know, change how they eat, and a lot of things fall in line. And I believe that trend will begin to happen. And the other force that is waking people up is we're hearing more and more about climate change. And what we know is that animal agriculture is one of the leading contributors to emissions. And what, you know, from manure, basically. And what we can do, the impact of eating a plant-based diet, and CNN did a great article on it, and it's nice to see it in mainstream, is that the number one thing that you can do for a plant-based diet, for climate change, to impact climate change positively, is to begin to eat a plant-based diet. And, you know, again, it's such a simple act that we can do personally to impact the world, you know, and Gandhi has a great choice, a great quote, be the change you want to see happen. And so if we can change ourselves and you begin to change your family, move your family in that direction, and I think that is the trend because people want to feel good, you know, that's number one. They want to feel good more than they want probably the climate change impact. You want to feel okay. And if you can get your body feeling, you know, like you did when you were a teenager in your 20s, or probably maybe even better than you were, at least for me, than when I was in my 20s.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then there's just all of these side benefits that happen, and you begin to see other, you know, once your body feels better, you see the impact on the planet, and you begin to wake up to that, and it's a natural progression. And I think that is happening. You know, we're up against a lot, you know, in the food industry, but it's market-driven. And so as the big players in the food industry see that, wait, people are wanting this, they will begin to change their, you know, their offerings. It'll be more whole food, plant-based, and not, you know, vegan junk food, because Oreos are vegan, you know, and what we really want are people to be healthy and well, and that you need to have whole
and food. Feel good. And people and really do want to feel good. I think what you're doing is you're addressing three things from my perspective. One, you're addressing the need for all of us to build a healthier body. Two, you're addressing the issue that people like me are very busy, and the idea of actually cooking what you actually put in your meals, it's a daunting thing. So I love you for doing that. And the third thing is we are more active, believe it or not. We may not be active in a way where we go to the gym, but we're active because what we're doing is we're busy. We're out there. And so I love that you've created that, you know, the Beat product. So I want to thank you for all of this. One last question. Website again, and what's a personal message? What would you like to leave us with? And thank you for you and your team for really stepping out there and doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. This has been, you know, an extraordinary opportunity to give this message. And you know, our company is mamasez.com, M-A-M-A-S-E-Z-Z.com. And, you know, if there is one message that I would want anybody who's listening to this to hear is that you do not have to suffer. You know, that is optional, and there are things that you can do that can positively impact not only your physical health, but then what follows is your mental and emotional and spiritual health, because it is very difficult to have those be at your spirits be high when your body is low. And so I would encourage anybody to, whether it's through our site, we have a ton of information as well there, but
great,
just to go to your local store.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Meg. Hey, everybody, we're not done yet. We're going to take a short break. And by the way, lots of information on Mama Says. Please take a look. You can also get some gift cards. Give it to somebody that really could benefit. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.